And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Delivering the book?
I have to deliver some rough drafts, you know.
Good evening. Welcome to the Phil Henry Show. My guest is Margaret Gray. She is a syndicated national columnist and is also the author of a new book on the human shields in Iraq at the beginning of the war. And the book is going to be interesting. I know you were part of the Human Shield organization. These were people who went to Iraq, just kind of enlighten us, to act as human shields against American bombs.
They were people that resisted, Phil, and still resist the Iraq war. Average Americans like yourself or myself or any of the people listening who went to Iraq and decided to join with the Iraqi people to basically say to George Bush, if you're going to drop your bombs, you're going to be killing Americans.
And is this book is due to be delivered when?
It's going to my publisher in... It's due to get to my publisher in a month. And I'm looking for the source of this quote.
All right, now the quote that you're mentioning is one that apparently comes from an American soldier.
It does, Phil, but I want to, before I get into that, I want to tell you, and I want to tell your audience, what the Pulitzer Prize is, because this is really what it's all about for any writer. The Pulitzer Prize is the highest award in the literary world. If you work in film, it's the Academy Awards. If you work in medicine, it may be the Nobel Prize. If you work in home construction, there are contractor awards. In your business, Phil, the Marconi, the Peabody. The Pulitzer Prize was named after Joseph Pulitzer. He was a Hungarian-American journalist and a newspaper publisher, and he believed so very much in the First Amendment. I really think this book, Phil, and I wouldn't say this if I didn't believe this, I really believe this can be my opportunity for a Pulitzer, which I have coveted since I was a very young girl, since I wrote my first stories on my father's Underwood typewriter. And it's for that reason that, and many other reasons, because I'm so very committed to the cause of the human shield, that I write this book.
All right, I think it's admirable, and people should have goals, but I want to get to the book.
I just wanted to give you some background.
All right, I want to get to the book. There is a quote you're looking for?
That is right, Phil. First of all, I was part of the Human Shield organization. I wanted to go to Iraq at the time. I did not go to Iraq. I was doing publicity for Roman Polanski on one of his films. I did talk with people who were Human Shields and came back, and I put together their commentaries in book form, and I do some narrative commentary in the book. I'm in need of the source of a quote that I did call Chris, and I asked if you would know.
Well, what is it?
The quote is, and the American there was an American soldier in Iraq in April of 2003 who was overheard as saying, after I shot my 10th child, I stopped counting.
Oh, God.
And I know. And I want to know if anyone knows the source of this quote, because I want to use it in a specific scenario in the book. In the book, I talked with Susan Bloomdale about her experience being a human shield, and she says, well, the conditions were bad in Iraq, and it made me appreciate America when I came back. And I say, and I just want to read what I wrote. I wrote down what Susan didn't know was that at that time there was a soldier talking about stopping counting after shooting his 10th child.
All right, let me just stop you right there. The quote, after I shot my 10th child, I stopped counting, sounds utterly horrible, obviously.
Well, Phil, it does. And this is what happens. This is what has been created over these elections. My God, after we stop shooting children.
Yeah, but I really resent the idea that it's perceived that our soldiers are shooting children, okay?
Well, open up your eyes.
No, but what I'm asking, and I'm probably not doing it very well, where is this quote from? What is the source?
This is why I'm calling you, Phil. It has been oft-quoted. It is all over the news. The quote is, after I shot my 10th child, I stopped counting. It was in April of 2003.
I know when it was said, but where is it from?
Well, I need to find out the source, because when Susan makes her statement about coming to America and having a new appreciation, which sounds so brainwashed, really, I say in the book, you know, and I'll read you what I wrote. This is the fifth chapter on the beginning of the Human Shield campaign. I write, but what Susan didn't realize was that at that moment, an American soldier was having his own fun using Iraqi children for target practice.
You know, I want to say something. Even if an American soldier might have said something like that, and it isn't clear to me that it was actually said, it was probably taken completely out of context.
Well, Phil, I resent you saying that, because even if you said, this is a war where men lose their minds, and I don't know if you know about war, but men go mad, and I doubt very seriously that it would be repeated. So I'm looking for the source of that quote.
All right, before you move on, I need to give out phone numbers and take care of the business of the show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And I am talking with Margaret Gray tonight, who is the author of a new book on the Human Shields. It's a book of commentaries and narrative. The people who went to Iraq at the beginning of the Iraq War and used themselves as human shields. And I know this is off the point, but I know a lot of them came home, didn't they?
Well, Phil, you know something?
No, a lot of them did come home. I mean, once they knew bombs were actually going to fall, they came home.
It was a statement of solidarity, Phil, and you make it sound as if there was some cowardice. There was no cowardice. They came home after making their statement, and...
Well, what was their statement? If they go over there to get, you know, to stand with the Iraqi people and to take the raining American bombs, you know, as you guys like to perceive, what was their statement in turning around and coming home?
Their statement was, if we were Iraqis, we would be here. But we're Americans. Of course we have to go home. But we're here as a symbol that we would be here. Well, you know something? You laugh, and I resent your laughter. I'm trying to find out the source of something, Phil. I am trying to...
All right. The statement that you are looking for, this is a quote.
It was said in April of 2003. I know that. It was said in Iraq. I know that. It was said by an American soldier. I know that. And what was said was, after I shot my 10th child, I stopped counting. I simply want to know the name of the soldier, because I would like to quote him, and I'm sure there are war crimes charges that can be brought against him.
Well, you know what? If I knew that there was an American soldier who had shot 10 children, and it was a war crime, I would definitely have turned him in by now, and I wouldn't be turning him over to you for your book. That's number one. Number two.
What is the point of this?
The point is that I don't know that you repeating a quote, you don't have the source for it.
I am looking for the source. I'm completing a scenario in my book on the Human Shields.
How do we know he said this?
Well, I don't know how to dignify...
No, really, how do we know that this was said? How do we know this isn't some kind of an internet rumor?
Phil, war is a horrible thing, and men say things and do things in war that would make you vomit. Now, I don't know what you know about war, but I have been, along with a lot of different film crews, in countries where wars were fought. And men go out of their minds. They lose their minds. A man gets into uniform.
Hold on for a minute. I've talked to veterans of combat who were disciplined all the way through. It was horrible, but there was no lack of discipline. There was no lack of what they knew what they had to do, and they did their job. And
so you talk to veterans, huh? When a man gets into a uniform and picks up a gun, he goes insane. All he wants to do is shoot and kill. And
no, he does not.
You don't know what... That's what they teach our Marines.
The Marines are guys that go out and get the job done, but they're not... look at it. We're going to have an argument. I don't want to refight the Iraq War, okay?
Well, I don't either, Phil. The war is the tragedy that it is. I want to find out who said this. I want it in my book. And I know there's someone out there in America that knows.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Danielle, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, I'm glad to be on. First of all, ma'am, I'm just highly insulted that the first thing you talk about is the fact that this book you see as winning your Pulitzer Prize. The first thing is you seem to be a little bit arrogant, and that the first thing you do about writing your book is
excuse
you're going to be winning an award.
I've got goals for myself. Don't you have goals for yourself?
Oh, absolutely, but I'm not going to get on national on radio and start talking about this book is going to win me myself a Pulitzer Prize.
I'm talking about a dream I have.
Thing.
My God.
Fabulous. Second thing, ma'am, please do not categorize all of our soldiers as haphazardly walking around shooting kids. our soldiers collectively, as you proclaimed on our radio, do not walk around and just haphazardly start killing children.
Well,
as
you
apparently think.
I'm looking for the source of this quote.
The point that I'm trying to make is that it might not have been said. It might be one of those internet rumors. It might be something from Vietnam. Did you think about that?
Phil, I'm not here to debate this war with you. This young lady, do you know who said it? I'm addressing myself to the young lady.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who said, do you know the source of the quote, after I shot my 10th child, I stopped counting?
Sam, you seem to be so hung up on this one quotation. Do you know, we have over 150,000 soldiers in Iraq. How many other hundreds of thousands of soldiers around the country? How many hundreds of thousands of soldiers do we have all over the United States, all over the world?
Danielle.
And you only concentrate on one quote?
Danielle.
You denigrate our soldiers.
Wait a minute. You said
you should be ashamed.
You said 150,000 soldiers, right? All right. 150,000 soldiers times 10, that's 1.5 million children. Have been killed since...
Oh, come on!
You are ridiculous!
No, I am simply saying...
Out of your mind!
I am saying, what if? That's all. We do know that one...
Yes.
We do know that one soldier said that he killed after his 10th child, he stopped counting.
We don't know that he said that. That's what I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, my God, you're still on about that, huh? We don't know.
Okay, now, I killed one squirrel with my car. Oh, my goodness, 250 million people live in this country. 250 million people have killed squirrels. If with your irrational...
No, only people with driver's licenses. Only people with driver's licenses.
Ma'am, you cannot use statistics and twist them around to make your illogical points like that.
But
you
Danielle,
cannot use statistics like
Danielle,
that.
This is Phil. I want to mention something else that is not being addressed by my guest.
Well, so, by the way, just to interject, I love being ganged up on by two people, 2-1. That's really fair. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm not ganging up.
I'm making a perfectly valid point.
Look,
I
want to say
statistics like this.
This is not even a statistic, though. This is a quote that you can't find the source for, and you've looked for it, haven't you?
Don't tell me that it wasn't said, because
you don't know if it was said. Somebody who hates our mission in Iraq might have just concocted this and started circulating it. Do you know the stuff I get on the internet, on email every day? People's claiming this is true and that is true. I look it up on Snopes or something. Turns out to be bullcrap.
Phil, your agenda is very clear. You support George Bush and his war. I, on the other hand, was a human shield.
You didn't even go over there as a human shield. You worked with Roman Polanski on a movie.
Isn't he out of the country because if he stepped in this country, he'd get arrested because he's a pedophile?
He had sex with a girl. Yes.
Underage, so you've got great causes.
Are you saying now that anyone that is against the war believes in having sex with infants?
Ma'am, you're entitled to your opinion. Obviously, you're entitled to your opinion. That's why we live this country.
Hey, but you know what? Why not? Why not say that? Since every American soldier kills children, then anybody who is against the war in Iraq has sex with infants. Yes, that's right. And I'm going to write a book based upon that.
You really better watch it, because a slander lawsuit, Phil, is something you don't need.
Well, I'm being as absurd as you.
Because you can't even follow logic.
Who am I talking to now? Phil? Who am I talking to now? Phil or Phil's daughter?
She's not my daughter.
Well, the two of you are ganging up on me like she is.
All right, look at Danielle, thank you. I got to take a break. Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
And your crack about people who are opposed to the war in Iraq getting their jollies with something in a diaper.
I think it's as crazy as you saying what you're saying.
Phil, everyone knows the quote, and I'm trying to find out the source. I was a human shield. And yes, the Pulitzer Prize is at stake. I don't think there's something wrong with me talking about my dreams.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray with us, who is writing a book about the human shields in Iraq and wants to know the source for the quote of an American GI allegedly said, after I shot my 10th child, I stopped counting. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
There's braces for your teeth and a bus to Dollywood if you'll shut up.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Margaret Gray with us, 1-800-449-8686 on a book you're writing.
Phil, I just wanted to jump in and say...
You're writing a book on the human shields, people who were in Iraq at the beginning of the war. I'm not even sure about this human shield campaign, what this supposedly was, because I don't think they were... I don't think they were serious about anything.
Phil, I can tell you they were very serious.
Well, they all packed up and came home as soon as the bombs started falling. That's number one. But number two...
Your pro-war agenda is not what we're talking about. We're talking about...
Can I make my point?
We are talking about... And I'm very sorry to the lady that called in that I chose to share my dream with the audience. My dream, yes, is of a Pulitzer. This is the Pulitzer Prize. If I can find out the name of this GI that said he enjoys shooting babies... I'll tell you right now, it's a Pulitzer Prize.
He didn't say he enjoys shooting babies. The quote is, after I shot my 10th child, I stopped counting. And again, I don't even know if it was said.
So you're calling me a liar. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I'm not calling you a liar. You are believing...
You are calling me a liar. I believe it was said. You don't?
No, I don't.
Then you're calling me an unmitigated, bald-faced liar. And I thought we knew each other a little bit too well.
I don't believe I'm calling you a liar.
Well, I think you are.
Here is Alan. Alan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, I was just wanting to make the point that even if the quote was said, we don't know what the quote was about. You're kind of taking it out of context. I mean, possibly somebody could have been asking him about the war he's fighting over there, and he's saying these are actually kids that have guns, and we're having to shoot back.
Well,
and killed the 10th kid, I lost count. And it's not that he's shooting innocent kids that are just standing out there. It might be kids with guns that he's having to shoot at.
Wait a minute. What are you saying?
This man agrees with me that the soldiers are over there shooting children. All right.
I'm saying just like in Vietnam, they found out that a lot of the soldiers themselves were only like 13, 14, 15-year-old
kids. So you do know this for a fact.
All right,
good. What is your name?
The same thing might be happening in Iraq. These are kids that have machine guns that are shooting at all the soldiers.
Alan, your name's Alan, right?
Yeah.
Can I follow up with an interview since you seem to have knowledge of this?
Can you follow up with an interview with me?
Yes. Do you have knowledge of children being used as practice dummies of anything that...
Practice dummies?
I didn't say anything about practice dummies.
Well,
I was just talking about kids that are being...
Were you in the Army?
...being handed guns and being told that, we're the enemies and
right,
being
Alan,
trained out of fight.
I have a question to ask.
Don't take what he's saying out of context.
I know. I have a question to ask him. Alan, I want to ask you this. No one knows who you are, and you're safe. Do you remember the look in the eye of the last child you shot?
He's not even a... Are you a soldier, sir?
No comment. I mean, I don't need to answer that. But, that, you know...
1-800-449-8686. Susan, go ahead.
Hi, yeah. This person is a complete and total idiot.
Well, that's very educated of you.
If you think that you heard this comment, chances are the comment that you heard from an American soldier was they were probably repeating what the Republican Guard said, or a fighting soldier, and they were probably repeating it in disgust. I have been deployed twice.
I don't think so.
Soldiers, and I have seen nothing but the bravest, and I've seen them in the brokenheartedest when they have to go do body recoveries because these people killed 30 people, children. Americans were giving out chocolates at opening an electric plant. And what they did is brought in a car bomb and blew them up. We care, they don't, and you're an idiot.
Well, let me ask you, you said the Americans brought in a car bomb.
No, she did not.
The insurgents brought in a car bomb and blew up their own babies and kids. Americans care. Americans are there because they care. Soldiers take second and third deployments because they care. Civilians take second and third deployments because they care. And I think that if you heard them, you've taken it completely out of context.
Can I ask you a question? Don't dump that.
Go right ahead.
I want to ask you a question, Susan. What acting class did you take? Because you're very convincing.
She's not taking an acting class.
I have been deployed 2 times. I'm a civilian volunteer.
All right. Thank you, Susan. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry, drug addict. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, we got a flashback request here from Keith in Portland. He says, my wife hates this bit, but the interview with the Siamese twins who are still connected are involved in litigation because the one twin is gay. I die every time I remember the line, all I can do is something and bite a wet towel. Okay, this is the Phil Henry Show, by the way, if you just joined us, and we thank Margaret Gray for joining us, but we had to dump out of her because she was getting into it with that ex-Army colonel, whoever that lady was, and there were a few things said of, I have to say, that probably violate FCC standards. In fact, the following bit with the Siamese twin probably violates FCC standards, and that's why here it is for you, Keith. Welcome now to Community Focus. Today on Community Focus, we have as our special guests Frank and Al Cordover. They are Siamese twins. They are both 28 years of age. Frank and Al have been joined basically at the waist. You, and let me get the gentleman on the air right now. Is this Frank or Al?
So this is Frank.
And I'm Al.
Okay, I want to ask you, Frank, where are you guys joined?
Essentially, Phil, we share the same lower body.
We have the same lower body.
And that means that our upper bodies are separate.
So if I'm reading this correctly, you basically, the upper torsos with both, you have two arms and your brother Al does?
That is correct.
That's correct.
Do you have the same, but you have two legs?
We are sharing the same lower body, that is correct.
That's correct.
All right, here is my question. I read, and the reason why we had you on, Frank, you are suing your brother.
I am suing my brother, and the reason is I can't take it any longer. I don't mind being a Siamese twin.
Well, that's not true, because you've always complained about it.
No, I've not complained about it.
One at a time, please, gentlemen.
Well, let me say it. I've not complained about it. What I complain about is his orientation sexually as opposed to mine. That's what I complain about. I've never resented being your brother or being a Siamese twin.
Well, that's a load of crap.
That's not a load of crap.
All right, gentlemen, hold on for a minute. This is the... You're suing your brother why?
I'm suing my brother because he's gay.
Al?
Yes, sir.
What do you think of this?
Well, I think it's a violation of my civil rights. I'm a gay man. I enjoy my orientation. I'm out and I'm proud.
Okay, and what are you suing for, Frank? Because he's gay or...
No, because it's an infringement on my lifestyle. Now, let me explain to you one thing. We're Siamese twins.
Yeah.
Okay, and you heard me when I said we share the same lower body.
Okay.
Jesus, this guy's...
Well, I'm sorry, what is to get?
What's to get? He's gay. And he catches.
Oh,
now he gets it.
Now you get it?
So I got to sit there on a Friday night in a gay bar, and I'm straight.
Yeah.
My brother picks up somebody. We come home. We're... And I've got to chew on a towel.
Well, that's bad. Al, couldn't you have a little, you know, I mean...
What, am I supposed to infringe on my life because of him?
Well, I mean, he's got to endure this.
I told him just to read it, you know, get a good book.
Get a good book.
Well, that is rough.
So I'm suing him. I don't want him to be gay anymore.
Well, you can't sue a guy for being gay. He's going to be gay, and you're straight.
That's right.
Well, what about when you're having sex?
When I'm having sex, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, but I can't stand it.
Okay, so what do you do, Al, since you're gay?
Well, I try to take my mind off of it. I put headphones on and listen to music, mostly. But, you know, it's horrific.
It's not as horrific as what I got to put up with. I got to... What are you talking about?
Well,
I'm not sure.
Sir, you understand we share the same... This is what I'm trying...
I get it already. I get it.
This is what I'm saying.
Oh, quit making a federal case out of it.
I'm not making a federal case out of it. Like right now, we're in Kmart, okay? And we're walking around and we're looking for a terry cloth robe because he's into that. All I want is a down jacket. I'm going hunting next week.
Well, listen, I hope you guys can figure this out.
Plus, I can't sit down, and yet I can sit down. You see what I'm saying? Because it was a pretty rough night the other night.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, it's tough for us to sit down. Not me. Well, it is for me.
Well, it's your problem.
My problem? It's your problem, too. It's the same... Don't you understand? All
right, gentlemen, I hope you work this problem out. It's been nice talking to you here on Siamese Twins Can Be Fun.
Oh, that's the name of it, huh?
Yeah, I thought it was...
I thought it was something else, too.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. And again, my condolences on the fact that you share the same...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, that's kooky. There it is, our flashback request, and we'll have another one for you tomorrow. Who is that from? Chris? Keith? Bob? Sue? It's either from Sue or Keith. Okay. Thank you, Keith or Sue. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. And again, my apologies for having to truncate, to have to interrupt the Margaret Gray interview. We were talking about her book, which is about Human Shield. She wanted to know the orientation of, the origination, I should say, of the quote, "After I shot my 10th child, I stopped counting." She got into it with a member of the United States Army on the phone. It got a little ugly, and we had to terminate the conversation. I do apologize, and we will, you know, make every effort in the future not to have to let things get out of control, if you will. 1-800-449-8686. Charlie, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm calling because I was listening to your broadcast, and I've never been more outraged in my life listening to the conversation that I heard. And I wanted to say first that I'm not interested in listening to this radio station anymore.
Well, you said that last night.
Well, sir, I'm saying it again tonight. And I am not interested in listening to your radio broadcasts anymore either.
Well, I apologized about the Margaret Gray interview. I'm
not referring to that at all. I'm referring to the interview you just conducted with the Siamese twins, one of whom is apparently homosexual and the other is not. I found it in poor taste. I did not find it funny. And I am insulted that you would think that I would. And
you called me last night, the night before, and the night before. I didn't think you'd even be listening tonight.
Well, guess what? Surprise, here I am. I am listening, and I'm offended.
If you weren't listening, you wouldn't be offended.
If I wasn't listening, I wouldn't be listening, but I'm listening. And
why?
Why?
Yes, why are you still listening to the show you hate? Every night you call me to tell me that you hate my show.
I will tell you why I'm listening to your show. Because I am listening and getting information that I am compiling for the FCC.
Oh, boy.
That is correct. You can poo-poo it if you want. I'm compiling information, I'm making recordings, and I will, as a matter of fact, I don't even want to talk to you, sir. Mark Mays, please.
You asked for Mark Mays last night.
Yes, I'm holding for Mark Mays.
Mr. Mays doesn't work out of the Los Angeles office. I believe he's in San Antonio. He is very high up the corporate ladder. I don't think he's going to take a call from just a disgruntled listener, okay?
I have read about Mr. Mays. I know his business achievements. He is a very forthcoming and equanimous man, extremely well-spoken, and a man who cares about his consumer, and I will hold for him.
Sir, I can't put you through to Mark Mays.
Are you saying you're refusing to put me through to him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm asking you to go away.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm sorry. I had Robbie Max.
Why'd you hang up on him? He was PO'd.
I hung up on him because he belched. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I am joined once again by Margaret Gray. I am sorry I had to terminate that interview, Ms. Gray. It was because of the language that was being used by both yourself and the caller that was on the line.
Well, I'm not going to try to second guess what you do, Phil, but I will not be fooled. I know that you have a decidedly pro-Iraq war, pro-George Bush stance.
I did not edit you because of that. You have to understand. There's an incredible pressure on broadcasters all across this country today because of language. You blurted out.
I'll say it. I called it the C word, yes. I said she was an unmitigated, flaming, bulging.
Okay, yes. That's what you said.
Well, she called me.
I know what she called you. She was a member of the military. She was angry and upset with the thing. Calling our soldiers baby killers is strictly out of the Vietnam War. It is antiquated to assume that American soldiers are over there stoned, smacked up, smoking weed, and offing babies is utterly absurd, and I think is probably bespeaks the kind of, you know, generational gap that exists here. You're still locked in the 60s. You're still just sitting there in the office of the president at Columbia drinking his brandy.
Well, how nice it'd be reduced to such a cultural stereotype. Thank you, Phil. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that, but no, that isn't the case. War atrocities still do happen, Phil.
Yeah, well, why don't you call, like that lady said, call the Iraqi army, call a Republican guard, call Al-Qaeda. When it comes to war atrocity, get their number out of the phone book. I'm sure they can fill you in. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I still am owed the tribute that I want to do to the 10 children per American soldier killed every day.
10 children a day?
That's my understanding.
Okay, for every soldier, that's 150,000 soldiers, 10 kids a day, that's 1.5 million children a day.
Yes, for the last year. Can you imagine that?
That's 360 million children killed over the last year.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is, because I don't even think there's 360 million people in any country other than India and China.
So you're calling me an idiot. I want to sing my song, and I'll speak with David Hall. As a matter of fact, forget it. Mark Mace, please.
I'm not putting you through to him.
All right, well, let me sing my song.
Margaret, I got to tell you, if you're going to sing Where Have All the Flowers Gone, or...
I'm going to sing a children's song in tribute to the dead children in Iraq.
I have to warn you.
Warn me about what?
We are here at Premier Radio. We're located very close to Edwards Air Force Base, which is up in the desert, in the high desert. There is an anti-aircraft battery there that I've alerted to the fact that you're going to be on the show.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, I did it last year, and I'll do it again. I'll call in an airstrike if the song gets too ponderous.
Well, I don't care, Phil. I'm not afraid of your weapons. I'm not afraid of your nuclear warheads, your American war machine.
All right, Bud, go ahead and...
I got Edwards on the phone now. They're locked and ready.
You're really going to call in? I don't think you've got the guts.
Go ahead, sing your song.
This is for the 10 children a day killed by the bloodthirsty, warmongering American soldier. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone?
Edwards Air Force Base, over.
Long time ago. Where have all... There's something in the sky. It looks purple.
Why, you lucky...
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We often think of things on our program, the what-ifs, the could-bes. The other day we were thinking here, what if Jesus Christ came back today as a cab driver and got Clint Eastwood as one of his fares. That's what would happen. The street would suddenly evaporate. Pardon us for just one moment. Anyway, Jesus Christ, if he were a cab driver.
How you doing?
Yeah, fine. Listen, take me into town, Midtown Manhattan, if you don't mind.
Sure.
How much is it anyway?
Fares are posted right there. You, come to New York much?
Only when I have to. You got a license, by the way?
Yeah, right there. Don't you see too good?
Yeah, I see it real good. What kind of name is Jesus?
It's Greek.
Jesus Christ or something?
Christ.
Jesus Christ, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to know places to find women and stuff, I tell you that too.
No, not interested in that at all.
You, go to church or anything like that? I know where the churches are, too.
No. Say, it's taking a long time, isn't it?
No, I gotta take this traffic's kinda backed up today. Maybe I have to take one of the tunnels or something, the GWB. Okay, here we are, Mac.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
How many stores you got named Bloomingdale's in this town?
One, why?
Then how come we drove by it 3 times?
50 cents for a tip, you cheap creep.
Blow it out your bum.
Jesus Christ, cab driver. Phil Henry Show will be back next hour, and if that sounded like the inside of a car, then I'm glad you enjoyed that. To me, it sounded like I was in the middle of a playground or something. What is that, bud?
That was our car sound effect.
That sounded like I was in a playground that occasionally a bus drove by. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, you're going to burn in hell for that bit anyway. What do you care?
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.